There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel.
Yes, so we're back. It's been an interesting week. We've had a spike again in COVID, and so things are starting to retract a little bit and go step back. But I think what's crazier this week is we're starting to know a lot of people that got the COVID. Mm-hmm. And you know, thank God, nothing serious, but it's more real. Mm-hmm. This week.
It's scary.
So, I mean, we're making some changes, but still battling through as far as business-wise, and our team is stepping up where they need to and making adjustments when they need to, and that's what's important. So,
for sure.
Well, we're going to try something new. We're going to do a new series within this podcast. So, you know, throughout, as we keep doing, you know, recording new episodes, we're going to occasionally come in with a series focused on relationships. So we're going to call it Connected, a relationship series inside the Wolf's Den. So this will be the first episode. So we're excited about it.
We are excited. Yeah. And I think, you know, we've actually recently have had several people reach out after listening to the podcast and say, hey, can you offer some, you know, relationship coaching? And we thought, well, this would be, you know, kind of a good series to start off with, and with all the uncertainty out there, and you know, having to work from home, and some couples aren't used to doing that. Mm-hmm. And it just put extra pressure and strain on the relationship, stress. So if we can provide, I mean, by all, we're not perfect, but mm-hmm. if we can provide maybe a few tips that could help, then we've done our job, right?
Correct. Yeah, we don't got everything figured out. Nope. But we'll definitely share with you our wins and successes, and also our failures. Yeah. And what we learned from those.
So exactly. One thing that we do is we're continuously working on ourselves, each other, to better ourselves. So
correct. I mean, we're not immune to needing counseling or, you know, working on certain issues. I mean, we've had
counseling ourselves. Yeah. So several times.
Yeah, it's helped the within relationship. Mm-hmm. and it always comes out, we come out stronger and better. So, but we're just going to share with you some of the tips and things that we've learned. I know a lot of people are struggling right now through some difficult relationships and times, and I think we just want to hopefully add value and help you know, if we can offer any benefit or any insight, we'd love to do that. So we appreciate your feedback as we do this episode, and kind of what we can do and what you would love to hear from us, and questions maybe that you guys would want us to answer. We'd be happy to do that on some of the future episodes. So this one is we're going to focus on love and respect within the relationship. So this comes from the book Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eckerts. And the two premises behind the book is a wife, number one driving need is to feel loved.
Yeah. Number one, love. And then the man's is respected, right? Yeah. And I mean, most people are, well, no, Joni, sex is the number one, right? That's what all men are thinking right now. But no, I mean, I think respect is definitely at the top there. And our men want us to show that you're respected, that we have total confidence in you guys, and that you're trusting. We trust you to make the financial decisions for our family.
Yeah, I think it, and this doesn't, you know, obviously Joni and I believe in a traditional marriage relationships, but this goes for any type of relationship. And there, in a family, I think as you build a family, there, you know, there's always got to be a leader in the household. Mm-hmm. I think, and you know, and even though we definitely co-lead together,
right,
and even in business, we're co-CEOs, and so we make. But I think, you know, there's times that you really, what's the best way to say
this? I think that's kind of how I, show you respect is allowing you to lead the household. Even though I have a strong personality, I allow you to lead the household and I allow you to lead our finances. We only have, one bank account and that's just, that's how I show you respect.
Mm-hmm. And in the end of it, you might voice your opinion, and we'll come to a conclusion, but in the end, you'll let me make that final call and decision, and you're not going to, even if I make a mistake, you're going to allow me to learn from that. You'll even help me up. You'll even pick me back up, but you'll let me be
at the end of the day, the
man and lead and hopefully come out as a knight in shining armor, but you'll allow me to make those decisions. And I think that's one way of showing us honor and respect. I think it seems like when we ever get into arguments, it seems like one way is the way you speak to me.
I totally right. I mean, I think us women, we tend to do the eye roll or, have the attitude. And I mean, you think I'm extremely sharp sometimes with my words, and that's just a sign of disrespect, right? Or even like the little things that, one thing about you, you're OCD, so everything's got to be, mm-hmm. Neat and in its place. And even the toilet paper roll, if it's on the wrong, that's like your pet peeve, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's a sign of disrespect to you when I don't take the extra time to do those things. Sometimes I'm running 100 miles an hour with the kids and I'm just, coming and going and you always say, well, just take the extra 2 seconds to, put your shoes away or whatever the case is, right? So I have to be aware of that, mentally aware, okay, like this is what matters to him. So even though it's like, I think it petty or, mm-hmm. Others may think it's petty. I mean, it means the world to you. So I just do it.
Yeah, I think every relationship or every, couple has those nuances where it matters and it might seem foolish to the one, but it's a big deal to the other. So like I think it is being mentally aware and know what's going to trigger it is a big deal. And it's been 20 years that we've been talking about this toilet paper and it still gets done wrong, but it sounds so foolish, but it bothers me, and it's like I take it as a sign of disrespect that you would put it on wrong.
Yeah,
and
I know
it's
that.
Like, so it's like, and it, and you, people think like that. Come on, Sean, just pull it off. And well, you do that a million times. Eventually, you're like,
it's the little thing. I mean, yeah. So I just instead of I just take the extra 2 seconds now and do things how you want them, just to keep the peace.
Yeah. And I think going back to the talking, how you talk, how you're the words you use, the tone you use, the volume, mm-hmm. the approach, is really a way of showing respect or disrespect. It's amazing, and I rightfully so. I probably deserve for you to come back with that tone, but then it creates this vicious cycle back and forth. If you come back with a lot of attitude and sharpness and all that, I take it as a disrespect, mm-hmm. so I go into fight mode, and then defense mode, and then it turns into something that larger than it needs to. Where if you were mentally aware, and I need to be just as much mentally aware before how I approach you and say something sometimes, or say something publicly that maybe caused that
at that the same trigger, respect. Right? Yeah, you need something triggers it, and usually it's you irritating me or something. I get irritated, and I think it's not a big deal, but to you it is.
Yeah. So I mean, you always got to be just mentally aware and watch those triggers, mm-hmm. And as they arise, and you're not going to be perfect. There's times you're going to just slip and it's going to come out, or you're going to retaliate or attack, but you got to really watch it and just know when it's being triggered and be like, hey, let me sit back. Am mm-hmm. I overreacting? Maybe he didn't mean it quite like that. Maybe ask another question so I can understand where he's coming from before I, change my tone or change my volume or the way what I say to him.
Right.
And then going back to now a men's perspective. So woman's biggest need is love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, these go, everybody's love languages are different. And I think, you know, a good book, The Five Love Languages, is a good way to start.
Yeah.
But so you can find out about your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
But from my wife, you know, the affirmations,
yeah,
or public affirmations,
words of affirmation,
is a big one, mm-hmm, for you. So, and it's something that, you know, I'm horrible at it, to be honest with you, because I don't always do it. Because I sometimes think it's almost expected, or if you do something, you know, that's like, well, that's your job, or that's what you're supposed to do. But it'd be, you really appreciate it if,
yeah,
I acknowledge it.
Thank you, babe, for, you know, doing it with this with the kids today, or, you know, just
even down to, you look pretty today, or, you know, notice the lipstick you wore, or just, you know, or, look, you know, you're doing great on working out, or, you know, it could,
mm-hmm,
be just small little things throughout the day that adds up. And if you do that throughout the day, it makes a big
difference.
It matters
us women.
Yes. And then gifts, I think, you know, you don't, you're by no means somebody that needs,
no, I don't,
gifts,
I don't seek gifts, but when I get these little, you know, I know that you're showing me love when you order me something and I get home, I'm like, what's this? You know, that's how you show me love.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
I think you've learned that my way of expressing sometimes love is through gifts. And so you
learn
now
to appreciate that,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
when I do it.
Yeah.
And then another one I think for you is quality time spent together.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That one is, especially when you're so busy. And I get it. You're busy and you want to get home and, you know, you have your shows to watch on Netflix, and I respect that. I give you that free time. But every once in a while, you know, just to sit in the couch and just talk, and, you know, and you just listen rather than, you know, you,
yeah,
talking or watching your movies.
I think it comes to listening with no agenda. Like,
right,
it just, I'm not trying to fix anything with her or you or you, whatever you're telling me. I'm not trying to fix it. I'm not trying to correct it. I'm not trying to give you my opinion. Half of the time, that's what really causes, like, arguments, is I'll give my opinion and you didn't want my opinion.
No.
You just wanted me to listen.
And us, and for me, I've learned that if, you know, if I really want you to listen, I'm going to say, hey, Sean, I just need you to, like, listen to me right now. I don't want your opinion.
Yeah.
Don't give me your opinion, because I don't want to end up in a fight.
Yeah.
So
I think that helps.
Communication.
I think, yeah, it's just, and people are probably listening and being like, man, these people have a bunch of problems, but it's I mean, it's, we just work through that. It's,
mm-hmm,
so it's a lot of times it's just communicating up front that, hey, do you mind just listening? Let's just sit down. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's have a Starbucks or whatever. And you,
mm-hmm,
just want me to listen and not try
yeah,
to fix it and not give my opinion.
Yeah.
But we've learned that you preface
exactly
before you, so that,
or,
I know I'm not supposed to fix it.
Yeah, and sometimes I do want your opinion, and I'll say, hey, Sean, I really need help with this. You know, this is when you can give me your opinion.
Yeah. And when it comes to all these, I think, you know, something that, and I get it, everybody's at a different place, and you might say this is easy for you guys to say because, you know, but we're not perfect. But I think if you get in this habit of, well, I'm going to show him love once he starts, you know,
that's when couples get in trouble. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
like I'll show him respect when he starts showing
show
me
love,
or I'll show her love when she starts respecting
me. Vicious cycle,
yeah,
and
it's like
just,
a toilet bowl,
yeah,
it just spins out of control,
right,
and it spins your marriage,
mm-hmm,
into the drain. So I,
yeah,
mean, learn that somebody usually has to give first. And that's hard to accept. And I'll be the first one to say, I'm usually the last one to give in.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with
you're
that.
You're the first. In our relationship, you're usually the first one to give in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
stubborn.
Somebody has to. I mean, there's, and my grandmother, I think I've said this before, she always told me, one word brings another. So, at the end of the day, just, you know, let it go.
Yeah,
right.
I think you tell yourself that a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, it's just to give yourself patience. But I think, you know, in our relationship, Joni will usually, I'm way more stubborn and I hold grudges like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a total fault of mine that I'm working on. But Joni's been very good at usually overcoming,
yeah,
that. She knows. And
cause usually
I'll shut
the
down.
One to apologize first. I'm like, what the heck did I just apologize for? It's not even my fault.
Well, it's 99% of the time it usually is.
Yeah. All so right, there's all
maybe 1%.
And if there's me giving in right now.
Yeah, if I know I'm wrong, I'll admit it.
Sure.
But this is another book I wanted to, or some points I wanted to reference in regards to all this was the book's called The 7-Minute Marriage, which there's no marriage that can be made in seven minutes or built. But I thought some of the points from it was good. So these are ways that you can mess up your marriage and things that you can do to screw it up. So I thought we'd go through some of these and just, highlight some stuff maybe that we do or don't do that has helped. So you put down or criticize your mate in public. I think that's, I think that comes down even in work. We train our managers not to, if they do something wrong or something, let's take it back. So what we do with our managers or people, people that are up in position, we don't put them down in front public. Of their, in front of their peers, right. or in front of their, the people that are underneath them. And then
we bring them aside and, talk to them separately. We don't ever put them down in front of people.
Yeah. And have a coaching session one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But now the opposite of that is you praise them in public, though, and praise them when they do something well.
Right.
So it's a total opposite of what you think. So praising, I think, is great. And with your spouse, praising in public is great. And like I said earlier, Joni's one of her things is public affirmations. But the other side is don't put them down. Mm-hmm. So, and then the next one is to change your mate into the perfect spouse.
Yeah.
Done this probably at times. I'm more so me than you, but I've tried to change characteristics or whatever. And you got to accept who they are.
Yeah,
their faults, their good and the bad. I think that's comes with marriage. I think that's why anybody young or anybody that's listening to this that doesn't have a spouse, I think selecting the correct spouse is by far the most. And take your time because that's really we get asked a lot. I think. Like, how do you guys do it? Or how do you, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know for their situation, how to overcome some of the obstacles that they have, and because I only know what you and I have been able to do. And if you and I weren't on the same page as much as we are, as far as like our growth goals and long-term goals and what we want to accomplish and the hard work and building the business,
we probably wouldn't be together.
So it's hard if you weren't on the same page as much as we are, and one was totally opposite the other, then I think it'd be a challenge.
And early in our relationship too, I think we took that time to really get to know one another before we got married, before we got we had kids.
We waited 7 years to get married, and then we waited 7 years after we got married to have kids. So I think it was 14 years together before we had, so I think that helped significantly.
For sure.
We found out a lot about each other and, some of the pressures earlier on in business and a young adult, I think, just not having the extra pressures of kids or all that definitely made a huge difference. Yeah. Running up your credit card debt or secretly spending money. I don't think that's ever been a problem with us, but that can definitely ruin a marriage.
Yeah, for others it may be an issue.
Yeah, so uncontrolled spending, because financial stress is the number one reason people get divorced. Mm-hmm. You nag or complain about your mate's flaws, so that's probably one that I need to work on.
Yeah,
I seem to. One thing with me is when I get tired,
I get super naggy.
Yeah. And I get, you talk about OCD, it goes to 10.
Times 5.
Goes to 100. So I just start nagging about, the toilet paper, the shoes, the this, that, it's like, and I gotta learn. And eventually it boils, Joni blows up on me, but rightfully so.
And that's when I get the attitude.
So I gotta learn to just,
we have to both work on that.
Yeah. Or we hired a nanny too, that helps clean up and put stuff away. And put the toilet paper on after. Manipulate or give the silent treatment or say harsh things in anger.
Yeah, and I do that sometimes when, if I'm mad about something, you ask me, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. Mm-hmm. It's always nothing.
But
that there's something wrong.
I give you the silent treatment too, and then you usually come and say sorry for things that you didn't probably even do.
Yeah.
Or you hold grudges and refuse to forgive our mate's mistakes. So that's another one I need to work on, is learning to not hold that grudge for so long and just not accept it, but, you know, come at least talk it out and work it out. So those are some small little things not to do and to ruin a marriage. But I hope you guys got some value out of this. I think we're going to do one more next week, and we're going to get into kind of what maybe a little bit personal, what we've done, mm-hmm. you know, over the last 20 years being together. So we hope you guys enjoyed it this week, and we appreciate you. Please like this, share it, follow us on social media,
and reach out to us personally if you have any tips or if you want questions.
We'd love to answer them on the show someday. Yeah, so that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, have a great week, and stay safe, everybody.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.